Journey to freedom. Everything has its time and season with God. Hello, I hope you are well and at peace. One thing that God has been showing me recently is that everything has its time and season with Him. We never know when God's grace will kick in. I recently spoke at a mission in County Cork. The next day, a woman asked to speak with me. She told me she had come to the point of despair in her life. She felt she couldn't carry on. She saw the mission advertised and she prayed to God that He would help her. But she said if nothing changed, she planned to take her own life the next day. As I was sharing my story and throughout the evening, she had a powerful encounter with the love of God. The next day when she woke up, she had a tremendous sense of joy in her heart, and all she wanted to do was pray and thank God. She wanted me to know what had happened to her. The parish priest had said to me that when he was blessing the people with Jesus in the Eucharist, he felt that many of them were receiving great healing. Her words shared that this was true. There was one person I knew since my childhood who I had been very hurt by. When I changed and started to try to live my life for God, this person made life as difficult as possible for me, and I don't mind admitting that at times I had got very angry with her. So I started to pray for the person, and at first I found it very, very difficult to do. Somehow it didn't seem real because part of me wanted her to suffer. But because I knew I was meant to pray, I started. With God's grace, it became easier until I was genuinely wanting God to bless them and show them His love. This person had no faith whatsoever and was very angry towards anyone who did. A few months ago, to my absolute astonishment, I heard that this person had a conversion and had become a Catholic and is now attending Mass every day. This news showed me that absolutely nothing is impossible to God, and that maybe in some small way my feeble prayers and desire to at least want to forgive might have had something to do with their conversion. A woman contacted me to say that nearly 5 years ago I spoke to her daughter at her school. The girl brought my book home for her mum to read because she knew her mum loves God and would be very interested in my story. But to the family's surprise, it was the dad who picked up the book, and his life has changed ever since. The mum said she had been praying to God to speak to her husband's heart and let him know that he is real, and through the book he did. To me, this was the power of this woman's prayers and the perfection of God's timing. A man in his 20s emailed me to say that I spoke in his school 6 years ago, and at the time all he had been interested in was the gangster bits. So he got a copy of my life story and read the first half, but as soon as I found God in the book, he put it down. Years later, he was going through a tough time and felt very alone. It was then that some of the things I had said to him in his school came back to his mind. He searched his house and found my book, and this time he read it cover to cover. He went to confession and started going to Mass again, and God completely transformed his life. I know someone somewhere was praying for that lad. Also, after World Youth Day in Sydney, I shared my story in a secondary school there, and only now, over 3 years later, one of the students contacted me that the words I had spoken had made a deep impact on him, and that he had a spiritual yearning and he was looking to come closer to God. Again, God's timing is not our timing, but he waits patiently to work in us in a personal way. Years ago, when I first started to speak to young people in schools, my friend Niall and I would visit enclosed nuns, the Carmelites, the Poor Clares, for instance, and ask them to pray for us and for the students we would talk to. It was amazing the things that would happen, because there is no more powerful weapon than prayer, and there can be no substitute for it. We can do our best and give the utmost, but in the end, it is only God that can change a person's heart. We have many missions and school talks coming up over the next couple of months in Ireland, England, Scotland, as well as Italy. Please keep these intentions in your prayers and know that you are very much in mine. God bless you in his deep love. John Prin.
Living deep inside.